Hello, it's amazing when you travel through London without reading a book or where you're not in a rush because you get to experience some amazing little moments. I've just had one of those moments, so I'm going to tell you all about it. So first, I was walking back from a rehearsal with the wonderful Seen and Heard through St. Pancras Station. Now, if you've ever been there, I don't know, you might remember that there's two pianos, one at the one each end of the station, of this long corridor full of shops. And today there was this amazing, and I have to say, young black boy playing the piano. Now, you don't see very often young black boys playing the piano, which is why I mentioned the race. And his playing was amazing. He was just there with his backpack, just playing. And people were watching as they went past. And this lady, just with her trolley, with her little suitcase, just, I don't know, she was in her 60s, something like that. She just stood next to him. And I thought, I'm going to wait and see what she says or what she does. And I waited. And at one point, she just turned to him and said, "You are amazing." And that was it. And he smiled, carried on playing. And it was just a really nice moment. So, with a big smile on my face, I got into the tube. I went through the gates. And while I was waiting for the tube to come, I took out my little notebook to write down this anecdote. And as I was doing that, a girl or a lady next to me just said, and pointed, and I dropped something out of my bag, and she was pointing it out. And I felt really, really warm inside, I have to say at that. I thought, wow, people are actually interacting, looking out for each other. And then I got to Hammersmith, and as I was getting to the bus stop, I saw this little blind lady just in the middle of King Street on the sidewalk, and she looked really lost. And she said, "Excuse me," and people around her weren't answering. And I thought, "Should I go to her?" So I did. I went to her and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "I just need to cross the road to get over to the King's Mall." And we were just on one, King Street's not very wide, the street. Luckily now you can only fit two cars, but there was a lot of traffic. And I said to her, "There's a lot of traffic." No, let's just cross here. I know where I am. I just need to get there." And there was a bus coming. I said, "Be careful." And she said, "No, we can now go around the bus." And we just through traffic. The traffic was stopped at this time. The cars had stopped, but she was so brave. And I just said that to her at the end. And then I got on the bus. Well, before I got on the bus, I had a little horrible moment to spoil this, which was this kid on a bike on the sidewalk full of people. And he just shouldn't have been there. And he was non-apologetic. Anyway, got on the bus. And as we were coming, I was coming on the bus and about to get to my stop. And there were three kids, I don't know, around 14 something, just by the exit of the bus. And this lady needed to get off. She was relatively old, and she had a big shopping, one of these big shopping carts, not carts, but the trolleys. And as we got to the stop, one of these kids who was in her way actually got off the bus to let her off. Unfortunately, she didn't even acknowledge him. And as she was leaving, as he was getting back on the bus, he just said, "You're welcome." Luckily, at the same time, I was saying thank you. So I hope I contributed a bit to making sure that next time he also does that. So yeah, that's it. Just if you are in London or if you're in a busy city, just every now and then, just take the luxury time to not be going anywhere in a rush so that you can just relish these wonderful city moments.